Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for June 24, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm glad to be back with you after a time away marrying off our youngest daughter. Our topic this morning is losing the blinders. How many times have you cried out, perhaps even audibly, "Oh my Lord, what shall we do?" I've lost count as to how many times I've been uncertain as to the best path through a difficult situation. I do know specifically, however, the number of times that God has let me down by leaving me with no strength or wisdom to help me get through the tough spot involving family or ministry or secular work or health. That number, of course, is zero. I continue to encounter difficult situations, and God continues to be faithful. Because of His faithfulness to His promise to never leave me or forsake me, I'm inspired toward faithful living for Him. I was reminded this morning of God's perfect resume while reading from 2 Kings 6 in the one-year Bible. The prophet Elisha had been warning the king of Israel whenever enemy armies would plan large-scale attacks. The king of Aram grew tired of Elisha divulging his army's plans and sent a small army to capture him. On the morning of the planned capture, Elisha's servant Gehazi awoke and went for a walk outside the city of Dothan where the prophet was living. On all the ridges surrounding the city were Aramean chariots, horses, and soldiers. Gehazi was gripped by fear and ran to Elisha as fast as he could. "Oh my Lord, what shall we do?" he cried. When I read these words this morning, I thought of all those times that I've counseled people who are facing the Goliath of a terrible disease or a substance-abusing family member, or a disintegrating career, or a betrayal of their marriage. I thought about those times when I saw the threats that were greater than my strength. And then I thought about those times when I saw the strength from above that was greater than the threats. Listen, we all have occasions when the enemy threats, and perhaps even the enemy attacks, are greater than we can overcome on our own. That's why we need to remember the words Elisha spoke to Gehazi. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." 2 Kings 6:16. Elisha then prayed that God would open Gehazi's eyes so that the servant could see that he was far from being alone. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. That's verse 17. It's interesting to note that the armies of the Lord did not destroy the Aramean army. The divine forces were perhaps there instead to make sure that the Satan-prompted efforts of the enemy didn't go beyond the limits of God's will. Not only were Elisha and Gehazi not harmed by the enemy army, but a great ministry of grace occurred toward that army that led to peace between Aramea and Israel for years. You can read the details of how that played out by clicking on the daily Bible reading link on morningdevotion.com. Listen, my friends, there is no threat that can come against you that is greater than the God who loves you and the Holy Spirit who desires to live within you. Yes, some of those threats or attacks you'll face are or will be very tough, but please remember that you are not alone. Wherever there is an evil scheme or evil effort, and thus an evil influence, there will always be a contrasting angel watching to make sure that the enemy doesn't put more upon you than you can bear. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There will always be a way through the storm, that verse promises. Elisha trusted God's presence, God's power and purposes, and deliverance not only came to him and Gehazi, but also to the entire nation, as the ultimate weapon of grace changed the enemy's hearts. I pray that you will trust God's presence, power, and purposes as you await not only your deliverance, but also the deliverance of those close to you, and perhaps even those threatening you. Never forget that His grace is sufficient. As always, I love you, Martin.